For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline employee who stole an empty Horizon airplane from a Seattle airport told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy, but he also joked about whether the airline would hire him as a pilot if he landed safely. He didn't. The plane crashed. Gary Beck is Horizon Air's CEO.
To our knowledge, he didn't have a pilot's license. So to be honest with you, I mean, commercial aircraft are complex machines. They're not as easy to fly as, say, a Cessna 150. So I don't know how he achieved the experience that he did.
The man, identified as Richard Russell, did stunts before crashing the plane into a small island. This man saw the crash.
We saw the big plume of black smoke and we're like, there's something just happened.
Russell told air traffic controllers he didn't want to hurt anyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump's tariffs on lumber and other imported construction materials are making it more expensive to rebuild homes lost to wildfires and other natural disasters. The tariffs come at a time when several other factors are also driving up building costs. The California Building Association says the president's tariffs could add $20,000 to the cost of a new home, and that could make rebuilding homes unaffordable for some, especially those with inadequate insurance policies. Experts have done a practice run to work out feeding live fish to a whale off Washington State so they're ready when they get a chance to save a sick orca. The young female killer whale was too far north in Canadian waters for teams in boats carrying salmon to try to feed the emaciated animal. Scientists say the possibility of losing a member of a critically endangered pod would also end her breeding potential. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
A NASA worker finds himself reassigned after a suspicious package scare near the president's New Jersey golf resort. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
A suspicious package fell from the sky over New Jersey Tuesday morning, causing some alarm because it contained a note that mentioned President Trump. South Brunswick police say it was attached to a parachute and was making a hissing sound and included the note that said, NASA Atmospheric Research Instrument, not a bomb. Then it said, if this lands near the president, we at NASA wish him a great round of golf. Trump staying at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, about 29 miles from where it landed. NASA said the package was part of six balloons that were launched to measure ozone, and a summer student employee wrote the note in a misguided attempt to be lighthearted. They also say the student's been removed from that project. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A woman who was born in Chicago in 1908 is now crediting a cereal for helping her live a long life. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has the story.
Doris Snyder has turned 110 years old in Peoria, Illinois. She credits shredded wheat every morning, no soda pop, and no smoking.
Things have changed a lot. We had morals in the old days, and then I don't drink, and I don't gamble.
Doris says she'll continue to make every day count. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.